Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will be playing our interview with Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. The Miami Heat were in town a couple weeks back to play on the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we'll play that excerpt from our interview with Coach Spoelstra. We've been very lucky through the years to build a relationship with the Miami Heat, and having the fortune of having Coach Spoelstra give us time each time so far since we built this relationship to speak to him on a various amount of topics. So we'd like to thank the Miami Heat, especially Tim Donovan, the VP of media relations over there at the Miami Heat, for offering us or giving us access to Coach Spoelstra through the years. Just want to hope that everybody out here in Minnesota is staying safe with the weather and all the things circulating around things related to ice. Let's hope that this time passes sooner than later and life here in Minnesota gets back to normal. We will have some CUNY announcements later on in the show, along with potentially time for some news from the Philippines. But for right now, we're going to head over to that interview with Coach Eric Spoelstra.
The Philippine American National News is proud to have Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra on the show. A couple of days ago, there was an adorable viral moment with you and your children at a press conference. What has fatherhood meant to you? And you've been a big proponent of Filipino culture. How do you plan to implement that in raising your children?
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, for sure. I mean, obviously, I really feel like my parents did a great job with my sister and I instilling values and empathy and, you know, work ethic. But this profession, you know, requires a lot of time away. Even when you're in town, it's a demanding job that requires a lot of time spent at work. So I try to maximize as much as possible. That was Kids Day, okay? So it was a great celebration for all the families in Miami Heat to have the kids involved. It's an early game, and we love those early games because all the kids come out. They're up in the practice gym, you know, just playing around, you know, while we're working, and then coming out and seeing, you know, some of the game. But I'm sure that would be some funny videos as the kids get older, you know, 10 years from now.
You've elevated in terms of USA basketball from being an assistant to now being the head coach of USA team. What have you learned in that process? And an offshoot of that question is, many say that Anthony Edwards gained a lot through his experience being around LeBron and Curry. What do you think those sort of experiences for a coach like yourself and a young player like Anthony?
Well, I mean, that's the culture of USA Basketball. I mean, first of all, it's just an incredible honor. It's the honor of a lifetime, and it's the responsibility of a lifetime in this basketball profession. And we all grew from that. You know, it's not only young players in the USA program, they're learning from the ones that have been involved in the program, you know, from previous tours, and the staff. You know, it's a different sport over there when you play in the international competitions. It's a different, shot clock, defensive rules are different, it's officiated different, it's 40-minute game, so it's more of a sprint than a marathon. You know, when you get into these tournaments, it's a single elimination. It's harrowing, but I think that's what we all sign up for. We love the competition. We love the challenge. We love the legacy of USA Basketball. And for all of us, you know, I think it's an opportunity to grow and learn from the ones that have done it before us.
Do you think that was beneficial to Anthony Edwards being around those players?
Yeah, for sure. You know, just like it was when those guys were younger and they were doing it. They were learning from the older players before that. But, you know, both summers. I think that just really helped him grow, you know, be around the greats of the game, because he is one of the greats of the game. You know, how do you not all benefit, you know, from being around greatness, but also the responsibility. You felt it, you know, the responsibility of being part of the program, and the legacy and the history of it, and the expectations of it. You know, it's an amazing opportunity.
Going back to your playing days, you got to see a great player, but during an unfortunate time, I think you played against him more than once, but you were at Portland State, and you guys played Loyola Marymount, and Hank Gathers was a phenomenal player. You were there when that happened. Can you tell us how that affected you and your teammates, and what kind of player was Hank Gathers that people didn't get to see Hank Gathers?
Yeah, I mean, I went to the University of Portland. He was at Loyola Marymount. I mean, that was a long time ago, but it's a memory that's etched in my brain that I'll never forget. You know, he was amazing. Hank was, you know, led the nation in scoring and rebounding. Was a freight train in their offensive system. You know, they were a real pace and space and run and gun team with Coach Westhead. And it was just a tragic thing, you know, to go through. And, you know, I'm friends with, you know, some of the LMU players. We still, you know, talk about it, remember it, and my former teammates, you know, to this day.
And one last question. You are a role model to a lot of people, being, you know, the only NBA coach of Filipino descent. We have other assistant coaches in the NBA, and you're having other players of Filipino descent. What advice could you give to young Filipino Americans trying to play basketball and those going to coaching? Like, what things should they key on to elevate to the next level, whether college or playing internationally?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one, to dream big. I think that's one thing I've taken, you know, from this. That initially I just didn't see it, you know, as necessarily a responsibility. But you know, that after a while I realized, hey, if this, my journey inspires, you know, somebody else, whether it's a Filipino American or whether it's an Asian American or somebody that's coming out through the video room, somebody that did not play in the NBA, somebody had to take a different path. Well, then I want to be a part of that inspiration. You know, coaching, you know, now has evolved where head coaches are coming from a lot of different backgrounds. You know, and I do believe there will be a female head coach, you know, soon. And it'll be well deserved. But coaches are coming from being former players, they're coming from TV broadcasting, coming from college, coming from even from high school that worked their ways up. Coming from the video room, there's just a lot of different ways to do it. So I think, you know, for my advice would be, don't put a self-imposed limitation. You know, dream big and see the possibilities. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes fortitude, you know, because a lot of times doors are closed. But if you keep on, you know, banging on the doors, eventually, you know, they do open.
Thank you for your time tonight.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And once again, that was Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, who joined the Filipino American National News as they were in town recently to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. But for right now, we are going to play a song from a group known as Ben and Ben. And the name of this song is Maga Pa Hinga.
Kulang pa yata ang 24 oras sa akin. Sa mga problema kong mas marami pa sa mga bituin. Ayoko namang patalo, pero but parang ubos na ako. Ang sabi mo, dito ka lang sa akin. Magpahinga muna, lalabanan din mga dambuhala, di maubos na problema. Malapit na, pero di rin kasalan. Pahinga. Kulang pa yata ang sanda ang taon, ba't nakakulong pa rin? Di ko na ba maaabot ang lahat ng mga gusto kong gawin? Ayoko namang magpatalo, sabi mo, dito ka lang sa akin. Magpahinga muna, lalabanan din mga tumbuhala, di maubos na problema. Malapit na, pero di rin kasalan.
Once again, that was Ben and Ben with Magpahinga. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We can also be heard online by searching KFAI.org and looking up the Filipino American National News. And you can also do it via Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. We'd also like to thank last week's guest, Theater Moves new artistic director, Fran De Leon, as being our guest to speak about the New Eyes Festival, which took place Friday, January the 23rd through the 25th. I believe the festival only actually took place on Friday, where the majority of the readings took place of the 10-minute plays, because of the unfortunate traumatic things that went on in Minneapolis yesterday. They decided to postpone those performances. But in relation to Filipino Americans that had some 10-minute plays that were being shown for the first time, there was Kyle Clemé with his play Couch Locked, and Nicholas Pilepil with his The Frailest Leaves. We should wish congratulations to a person that has some Filipino American descent, and that is Puka Nakua of they did not win, but congratulations on the phenomenal season to Puka Nakua of the Los Angeles Rams. I believe he led the league in receptions this year, but congratulations go out to the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks, two teams that have had Filipino Americans on their teams. The Seattle Seahawks, who once had a player by name of Baldwin on their team, who was a receiver, and they also, in regards to the New England Patriots, they had their long-standing linebacker, Teddy LeCap Bruschi, on their teams, the majority of their Super Bowl winning teams. But in regards to some Balita and community announcements, congratulations go out to comedian J.R. DeGuzman, who made it through the first round of competition on the relaunched Star Search vehicle that took place on Netflix. He was able to win his competition against, I believe, a comedian that was 86 years old. He used his singing and guitar ability, which is part of the main part of his comedic talents. When he does perform, he does often use song and playing the guitar. He's a person that we have had here on the Filipino American National News as a guest, and a person that we plan to have on as a guest, hopefully in the near future, as he will be in the Twin Cities this coming June. Also recently announced, and we'll get to the specific dates for these performances, but the comedian Joe Coy will be making a return here to the Twin Cities, and that will be taking place on March the 13th at the Mystic Lake Showroom in Shakopee, Minnesota. That is a Thursday performance. He looks like he'll be performing here, and then we'll be making his way to Madison, Wisconsin the following night, and then I believe Cedar Rapids in Iowa on Saturday. And the week before this event, on March the 7th, the Film Minnesota Association will be having their annual presentation of Debutantes and Escorts, which is set to take place at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul. We spoke earlier of J.R. DeGuzman, and he will be performing at the Acme Comedy Club from June 11th through the 13th. And an event that is taking place in and around early June or mid-June is, I believe, the 4th Annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival. I believe they've had some preliminary meetings. Their three main organizers, and hopefully in the near future we'll have some more details in regards to that event as well. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is a song that in Tagalog is entitled Kapaya Panan, The Prince of Peace.
In the quiet of this moment, looking for direction, searching for a gentle voice to calm this heart. of mine. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, you are.
Mighty God,
you
song Kappa Bayan Un, Prince of Peace. And for our listeners outside of Minnesota, there is a film that is being released through the Regal Theaters, a film entitled Red Light Teachers. It's from Filipino-American filmmakers Chris and Hillary Soriano. It's set in San Diego. The film's follows an unconventional educators working with immigration women forced to rebuild their lives when their degrees, certifications, and professional histories are erased upon arrival in the U.S. It looks like in the near future this film will be able to be seen on Amazon, and the unusual route in this particular film for one of the main characters is that she has to go into the world of exotic dancing in terms of making ends meet. This is an interesting subject, Filipino teachers, where here in Minnesota there has been a plethora of teachers over the last couple of years that have made their way here to Minnesota and being hired in many school districts, whether in the metro area or in northern or southern parts of Minnesota, as there is apparently a teacher shortage and many teachers from the Philippines are getting hired for those jobs. But right now, we're going to play a song by the legendary Freddie Aguilar, and the name of this song is Anak, which translates to child. Make sure to hug your children, tell them you love them in these trying times that we have here in the state of Minnesota. Stay tuned for Sound Effects. Thank you.
nagawa ng magulang mo at ang kamay nila ang iyong ilaw. At ang nanay at tatay mo'y di malaman ang gagawin, minamasdan pati pagtulong mo. At sa gabi napupuyat ang iyong nanay sa pagtimpla ng gatas mo. Sa umaga na may kalong ka ng iyong amang tuwang-tuwa sa'yo. Ngayon nga ay malaki ka na, ang nais mo'y maging malaya, di man sila payag walang magagawa. Ikaw nga ay biglang nagbago, naging matigas ang iyong ulo at ang payo nila'y sinuway mo. Di mo man lang inisip na ang kanilang ginagawa'y para sa'yo. Pagkat ang nais mo'y masunod ang layaw mo, di mo sila pinapansin. Landas mo'y naligaw, ikaw ay nanunong sa masamang piso. At ang una mong nilapitan, ang iyong inang lumuluha, at ang tanong anak, ba't ka nagkaganyan? At ang iyong mga matay, biglang lumuha ng di napapansin. Pagsisisiyak sa isip mo, nalaman mo ika'y nagkamali. Pagsisisiyak sa isip mo, nalaman mo ika'y nagkamali.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts.